K1037 aims to bring Ganawagi an informative, community-oriented, and diverse talk show. To ensure a wide range of opinions, K1037 reserves the right to screen calls. Guests' opinions are not necessarily those of the radio station or its management. Now, Dede Wataran, all of us are talking on the Party Line Talk Show on K1037.
Good afternoon and welcome to Dede Wataran, Party Line Talk Show. I'm your host, Lance Stacey, and today I have three candidates who are potential candidates for the 2018 MCK elections, and the three candidates are Landon Malush,
Martin LeBourne,
and Gina Deer. Right. So welcome to the studio, Landon Malush. How are things going?
Up to this point, really good.
So I guess one of the first questions I have for you is maybe you could describe a little bit to the community who you are, your family, etc. Maybe there's some people who may not know who you are.
All right. Well, first of all, thank you for having me on today. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you and obviously let our community members know who we are. My name is Landon Joseph Degarunyage Malush. I am married. I have two children. My wife is Melanie Mayo. My daughters are Cassidy and Kennedy Malush. My mother is Madeline Montour, and my father is Alan Dixon. My stepfather is Roddy Malush Sr. I have three sisters and two brothers. I am the oldest of my siblings. And that's
pretty
my
much
family.
It. Yeah. That's pretty much it. Okay, why are you seeking a position on council?
Well, over the past several years, my interest has grown in politics because of a lot of the issues we're having. And to be quite honest, I'm seeking a position this time because there's going to be there's three vacancies, but also because I think I can do a better job than what we've been having so up to this point.
So based on a better job, in what areas? Like, what are some of the issues that concern you?
Well, when I say a better job, I don't want to seem like the current councilors aren't doing a good job, because I feel they are. Just there's some issues that I might be able to put in my two cents to, or add my life experiences to. Prior to today, I've had experience in the military. I was police here in a peacekeeper for 20 years. So I have a lot of experience dealing with a lot of our direct issues. A lot of experience dealing with people in general, and high stress issues or situations that involve those matters. I have a lot of thoughts on our policing issues, our court system. I think one of the places that we need to grow is to improve on our legal system, to improve on our courthouse, improve our strengthen our laws, make our laws both defendable, and we want to be able to be able to have our laws so we can do stuff with them. Like, you know, we need strength there.
So, like, enforcing, or
exactly. We, like, right now, many of our bylaws and other laws are not enforceable. If we can get together and develop laws, make them enforceable, make them so that they're not contestable, or if they are contested, we have a leg to stand on in the challenge. And as it is right now, some of our bylaws, for instance, are so outdated that they still go back to the pre-1950s and earlier. So you can't find any new ban bylaws that are current. And you know, that's just one of the things that I feel strongly about. I think once we have our justice system working properly, it'll go a long way in strengthening this community.
Are there any other issues that you feel need to be dealt with immediately? And, you know, you think of all the current things, like we have membership, we have the issue of cannabis, we have drug and alcohol. Well, you know, can you just talk a little bit about some of those areas?
Touching on membership itself is probably one of the biggest issues we have. It affects a lot of members of the community, affects a lot of families, families with children, and so forth. But I do believe that the current rule we have of marry out, move out, so to speak, should be followed. You know, it was the community that came together back in I believe 1980, and they put this this rule or this law, whatever you want to call it, into force, into effect. And I think until it's changed, we have to keep following those rules. Again, getting back to my previous comments about making laws enforceable. Once we empower ourselves and make our laws enforceable, we can follow up on strengthening our membership laws as well. Other issues in town, I mean, there's a lot of issues. We've had a shooting recently, which, you know, should never happen in our community. You know, and it's kind of a sad state when you have an open gangland style shooting like that, right in the middle of the old part of Gunawaga. So, you know, there's issues that have to be dealt with there. Also, we have a more recent issue with like embezzlement through the MCK with our housing issue. Unfortunately, I'm not fully aware of all the details there, but I mean, there's something that has to be done in accountability. Again, I'm a firm believer in accountability at all aspects of the MC, to include the MCK, to include the council chiefs, to include the peacekeepers, the courthouse, all the way down to the housing unit. I mean, all these units need to be accountable, you know, and they need to report to somebody for their individual actions. That being said, I meant to speak on it later, but it came up now. Accountability for council chiefs is, in my opinion, necessary. Only to give the community an idea of what each of us are doing. If I'm elected, and whether or not I do a good job, at least I'll have some type of accountability where at the end of my tenure, whether it be in 3 years or further, I'll be able to have like a scorecard, so to speak, to show what I've done. You know, I believe all council chiefs should be actively involved in all community meetings. I don't believe any council chief should be able to abstain from making an important vote, you know, because they're voted into power to represent the community, and I don't think it's right for any of them to abstain from an important issue. You know, they might not believe in what's going on, so vocalize it by your vote, not abstain and avoid the situation. I myself, I'm very strong-minded. I've got a big heart. I care for people. I like to try to help people. As a peacekeeper, I did what I could to help our community members at every level. And, you know, I'd like to continue to do so as a council chief or a counselor. however we want to phrase it.
So I guess to the next question, why should the community members vote for you? What do you bring to the office? We touched a little bit on it, but maybe a little more elaboration?
Well, I think, first of all, my work ethics is really, really strong. I'm not afraid to get my hands dirty. I'm not afraid of hard work. If I need to get involved in a portfolio that I know absolutely nothing about, well, I'm going to find out everything I need to know about that particular subject and formalize an opinion and hopefully a plan to make that situation better, whatever the case may be. I'm also, like I had previously mentioned, I do have strong opinions, and I'm not afraid to vocalize my strong opinions. And prior, I mentioned my working with the peacekeepers. You know, it helped me deal with a lot of community members at a lot of different areas. There's certain jobs in this community that are thankless jobs. We have social services that have a thankless job. The peacekeepers have a thankless job. But these people do have an important role in this community. And anyway, I with my experiences both in policing and in the military, I believe I bring a lot of energy, a lot of new thoughts, and I hope once the election, I hope the voters, if they choose to vote for me, realize that by doing so, they are they can do so knowing they're making a good decision, because I am going to give my full attention, my 100% out to each and every task that I take on.
We have a few more minutes left, so the last question is what is your vision for Ganawage's future?
I did briefly touch on that when I brought up the court system and our Justice Act. Again, I think it will be very important for us to strengthen our laws. To become a sovereign nation, we have to be able to defend every aspect of our community, from our membership, from our casino issues, from we have gaming issues. We have there's a lot of issues that require strong laws, and the only way to properly defend them is by building up on our current Justice Act and making our community stronger from within.
Okay. You have maybe about a minute or so. Anything else you want to let the community know and come out and vote for you on July, what is it, 6th, 7th?
7th.
7th,
July 7th, yeah. Yes. I guess I just want to say that if you choose to vote for me, you will be getting 100% of my attention, and I don't want to make any promises that I can't keep, but I will say this. I want to have a open door policy, which means anybody at any time, if you want to come and talk to me about any issues, I want to be able to listen to each and every one of you. So if it comes to that, feel free to come knocking on my door. Aside from that, thank you very much for this opportunity, and I hope to see you on Election Day.
Thank you for coming in. Wishing you all the best, and we'll take a break from and we'll be right back.